This is the tale of Mr. Morton. Mr. Morton is who? He is the subject of the shadows, and the shadow men tell what Mr. Morton must do. Mr. Morton was thin and gaunt, kinda creepy too. Mr. Morton asked, "What do you want?" Warlons ask, "Who are you?" Mr. Morton was a sneaky devil. Mr. Morton was. Mr. Morton is the subject of the shadows, and what the shadow man says he does. Mr. Morton was racked with guilt. Mr. Morton's racked because his daughter and wife were killed. Mr. Morton's cracked. Mr. Morton was crazy. Mr. Morton was. Mr. Morton is the subject of the shadows, and what the shadow man says he does. The shadows are a race that want beings to evolve, and so manipulate them into wars. Morton went to space seeking problems he could solve, and ended up as something that he abhors. Mr. Morton and Londo planned. Mr. Morton schemed. Londo's vision was vast and grand, everything he dreamed. Londo fell into darkness when Idira died. Mr. Morton framed Reefa for her murder. That's right, he did it, and then he lied. The war spanned the galaxy. The shadow's path was clear. Too bad for Morton that Malari had his veer. Morton went to Centauri Prime. Mr. Morton went. But Malari was waiting there. The shadows attacked to prevent. What Mr. Morton heard he didn't like, and then his head went up on a pike. Mr. Morton hurt Londo's friends. Mr. Morton hurt. This is where Morton's tale ends, napping in the dirt. Mr. Morton was an evil man with a complicated evil plan. But who says you can't learn to solve problems non-violently and still evolve? Now the galaxy's peaceful and Morton's off the grid. Mr. Morton was the subject of the shadows, and what the shadow man said, he did.